Okay, I'm sitting here at the airport on my way back to Hungary. Here's a question from Lakshmi Chandradas in Ketchkamet, Hungary. In the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that only because of Krishna does it appear that the material world is unreal. What does this mean? This material world exists, yet it's temporary. Okay, now here was, at least in my understanding of this question, this is a misquote, because the Bhagavatam doesn't say that it's only because of Krishna that the material world is unreal, but rather it says just the opposite. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifest by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. In other words, the material world is unreal, but by Krishna's illusory potency manifest through the three modes of material nature, the material world appears to be real. And it has to appear to be real because that is what keeps the living entities bound in illusion. We're bound in the illusion that this material body and the world around us is actually reality, when in fact it is the soul, which is the true reality. In this sense, reality meaning our identity. Our identity is spirit. Our home is the spiritual world. And when we identify with something else, that reality is unreal. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means that it's wrong. However, in order to fulfill our desires to be separate from Krishna, in order to live in this world and enjoy and exist, our illusory concept of being separated from him, our illusion of being this body, Krishna gives us, the modes of material nature, gives us a sense of reality. And it's an overwhelming and a very convincing sense of reality that we experience in this world. And that is called Maya. Maya Devi has this effect to make us feel that this world, although it's actually unreal, although it's not our true identity, it's not our true home, but it actually appears that way. And this is, of course, the initial requirement of a Vaishnava, to see through the veil of illusion that covers our eyes, and to see that this material world is not our home, this material is not the place where we should be, and that induces us to therefore go forward and go back to our original home, back home, back to Godhead. As long as we think the material world is where we belong, we're devoid of any impetus for going back home, back to Godhead. Then he says, what does it mean that the world exists, yet it's temporary? I mean, here, when we talk about something's unreal or illusion, doesn't mean that the material world doesn't exist at all, and it's only an illusion or sense of existence that we perceive. That's a solipsist philosophy, that thinks that actually things don't really exist, we just think that they exist. That in itself is a very defective philosophy. But that's not what we mean when we say that it's illusion. We say that this material world is illusion, is that you identify something temporary as being permanent, something that is foreign to us as being our actual home, something that we are not for what we are. But the world certainly exists. It exists in the phase of creation, maintenance, and destruction, or in a manifest and unmanifest state. But when it's unmanifest, it exists in that state. And when it manifests, it certainly has a real sense of being. We touch it, we feel it, we hear it. The world does exist. It isn't that it is without existence, but it exists temporarily, because that's the nature of the substance that it's made up of, in contrast to spirit, which eternally exists, because that is the substance that it's made up of. So this is a temporary reality, and that is the eternal reality. However, sometimes temporary reality we call unreal in the perspective of the eternal soul and eternal reality. So these are the initial truths, or some of the statements which are being defined for us right in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, truths that we really need to be very clear about and identify very clearly with. This is a short podcast. I need to prepare for my flight. We'll be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.